We are joined by Ellie from the LGBTQ Plus Society to sort of talk us through a little bit about LGBTQ Plus History Month and what's going on across the university. Hello.
Hi, it's nice to chat with you, and it's really nice to talk about History Month, so thank you for getting me on.
Absolutely. Right, so first thing, while I'm queer myself, I realise there's bits that I don't exactly know about LGBTQ Plus History Month and sort of the ins and outs of it. So could you sort of talk us through a little bit about what LGBTQ Plus History Month actually is?
Yeah, absolutely. So LGBT History Month was first observed in 1994 and founded in the States, and it was quickly gained support and momentum. In the States, they do it in October, and in the UK, we celebrate in February.
Yeah.
It's slightly different from Pride Month. It's more of a focus on the history, achievements, and contributions of queer people throughout history.
Yeah.
So we're looking at highlighting important legal milestones, identifying significant contributions made from individuals and groups, and celebrating the diverse history and community, and then looking forward to the future and what more we can do.
Fabulous. And that's actually covered one of the things I was just going to ask is how it does differ from Pride Month, because I know a lot of people will probably think, Pride Month happens in sort of June time. What's the difference? And we've covered that.
Yeah, it's Pride Month maybe is more celebratory. History Month, particularly this year, the theme is medicine under the scope. So they're specifically looking at the people's contributions from the field of medicine and healthcare, which is particularly relevant given that queer people are experiencing lots of difficulty receiving the gender-affirming healthcare and treatment, which they which they need to be accessing at the moment. So that's definitely the central point for this History Month.
Fabulous. Yeah. I always forget there's lots of these celebratory months and history months that are centered around a theme. So that's great to hear, because medicine is definitely a big thing. And I know there's been lots of shortages of various types of medicine, not just gender affirming healthcare and HRT and that sort of thing. Right, so just jumping a bit more close to home in terms of BCU, what can us students at BCU get involved with across this month?
Sure, so the LGBT Society, as always, is hosting amazing weekly events starting this Wednesday, the 7th of March, when the wonderful Participation and Inclusion Officer Abby is going to be presenting an under the scope educational session, really focusing on the theme of this year's History Month.
Fabulous.
Then on the 14th of March, the LGBT Society is hosting a collab with the Swifty Society and with the Crafty Society, where they're going to be making friendship bracelets.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds great.
On the 21st, we're all going to be watching a movie, and we're hoping to have a bit of a theme so people can dress up and bring some snacks. And then on the 28th, there's going to be a clothes swap focused specifically on supporting the trans community.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be really wonderful.
Because I know you've got sort of, there's a lot of trans people about, and do you know what? It can be quite difficult. I know replacing a wardrobe can be quite expensive. You don't quite realise how expensive buying clothes is until you have to do that. So I suppose if you can just sort of take some of the old stuff you don't wear, be that,
definitely,
you know, whether you are trans or not, because I'm sure there's plenty of cisgender people who, you know, they've got bored of some things, or there's some things that are too big, too small. Or you might have just got bored of it. You know, there's all sorts of things that you can sort of take along, and there might be some things you want to take back with you that might be a bit more interesting to you.
Exactly. It's really, I think that's something the queer community is really brilliant at, is self-expression and freedom. And I think if you're able to switch things out that maybe don't suit you anymore, or you don't feel represent you anymore, or you're bored of, like you said, I think it makes perfect sense to kind of spread that and redistribute it to people who would be really excited by it. So that's really lovely.
Absolutely. Because it does, and bringing joy to people is certainly fantastic, and we love to see it, don't we?
Exactly. And then in terms of Students' Union hosted events, definitely check the What's On page.
Absolutely.
But specifically, there's going to be a BCSU LGBTQ plus fair happening on the 13th of February at Seacole. About 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, there are going to be lots of really interesting tables there. So definitely check that out.
Yeah.
And finally, last plug is if you check the LGBTQ Instagram page, they're going to be posting lots of really exciting things this month, like queer book lists and movie recommendations and things. So lots of really exciting things.
Fabulous. I think we're going to share some of those on our website too. So yeah, definitely check out BCUSU_LGBTQ on Instagram and your BCUSU by the sounds of it, and as I'm sure lots of these events will be shared there.
For sure, yeah, and keep your eye out because the society is still working on it, but they're hoping to attend National Student Pride in London on Saturday the 24th of February. So they're just working out the logistics of that at the moment. But definitely keep your eye out because that's a really exciting national event that lots of alumni are involved with. So that would be brilliant to attend.
Absolutely. And I know I went last year and it was certainly very exciting to see what was going on.
Great. Yeah, that's really good to hear. So I think they have lots of special guests again this time. So definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, the likes of Joe Lycett and Russell T. Davis, I've been made aware. Again, check out our website that's on there. Right, shall we sort of turn it around a little bit and say, what does LGBTQ plus History Month mean to you?
So as a queer person who's been in a lesbian relationship for coming up to 7 years, you know, I've learned a lot and tried to really engage with the community, but I have still got so much to learn. It's really important to remember who came before us and who paved the way and made it so that I feel safe and able to love the woman that I do and express that. So that's what it means on a really personal level. And then thinking more in terms of my profession, it's particularly relevant to this theme of medicine, as I'm a speech and language therapy student. And it's really important that I think about the impact that I can have as an individual practitioner when I work with queer people and how I can create change. So I'm really looking forward to this History Month, and I'm going to try and do as much learning as I can. And I recommend that both queer and straight people do the same this History Month. Really take the opportunity to utilise all the information that's out there.
Because there's a lot of learning that not just, you know, that everybody can do, and it does go a long way because, you know, you can know quite a lot, but you don't necessarily know everything.
Oh, definitely. You know, you can, even if you've been engaged for years, there'll still be new and interesting things that come up that you didn't know before. So definitely kind of that continuing development is really important.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Right, and I think that sort of answers some of the questions and provides probably a really nice insight to various people about what's going on this month, what you can get involved with, and all of the rest. Ellie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Have a happy History Month, everybody.